Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
All right, spring is in the air. That means that it's time for parents to start thinking about the pre-K opportunities for their kids, pre-kindergarten, that's right. And the services have really expanded in the state of Michigan in recent years. Joining us right now, Director of Early Childhood Services at St. Clair County RESA, Becky Gornack. Becky, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
We really have seen a big expansion in pre-K services, haven't we?
We have. Since we started pre-K at the ISD level about 15 years ago, we have doubled the number of children. Just last year we are serving about 650 children in our state pre-K system.
What ages are we talking about here?
Children who are four by December 1st every year.
And what do they do in pre-K? What is pre-kindergarten?
Well, pre-kindergarten, I always say, is the best grade. My children are in college right now, and they'll still tell me their best 2 years was three-year-old and four-year-old pre-K. They spend a lot of time learning through play. So the children might come home saying, Mom, I played all day, but they did a lot of learning through play. So they do a lot of social skills, learning to share, learning to take turns, learning to wait. That's very hard for young children, but very important as they go into school. And the pre-academics, learning about their letters, letter sounds, letter names, the letters in their name, writing their name, math, a lot of pre-math things like counting, shapes, colors. So they do a lot of learning through a fun activities throughout the day.
And a lot of the things like waiting, for example, those are things that are best done in a group with other kids. And so while, you know, Mom and Dad do a lot of teaching at home by example and other things like that, it's really in that group setting learning how to interact in a classroom, right?
Correct. It's very different if you're waiting or sharing toys with your siblings versus a classroom that has 16 to 20 children and everybody wants that one toy. It's a lot of learning that happens and a lot of things that the teachers do to help the children understand that they will have a turn, but right now somebody else is playing with that. And that is something that's a really important skill as they go into kindergarten.
And I'll bet those kindergarten teachers really appreciate it too. They can tell which of their students were in pre-K in many cases, can't they?
We often hear from kindergarten teachers that they know which children have had a pre-K experience because they know some of those school skills, so to speak. They know how to walk in a line. They know how to make friends. They recognize their name. Most, you know, children will leave preschool writing their first name, quite often their last name. They recognize their name, recognize even their friend's name. So a lot of those pre-reading skills.
Pre-K is not mandatory, right? It's by choice for parents?
Correct. It is an option. But we know, like I said, over 650 children and families were taking that option this year. We know, as I said, my kids think it's the best grade ever. We think it's important. We know all of the things about early learning and the brain development that happens prior to age five. So I think it's a critical time for children to start learning in a more formal setting.
Is pre-K in every elementary school, or where are the pre-K classes held?
Every one of our school districts has a program, including some of our child care centers, like the YMCA and other places, and even the Head Start organization. They will have some GSRP classrooms next year as well. So it's throughout the county. We will have at least 40 we have 40 classrooms, maybe more next year. As you said, pre-K for all is expanding as the governor's initiative is to try to have at least 75 opportunities for 75% of our kindergarten kindergarten population in a pre-K setting. So,
obviously, I'm somebody that hasn't been in an elementary school in a long time. Is pre-K all day, and is kindergarten all day now?
Kindergarten is all day. Pre-K in our settings are all day, either 4 or 5 days a week. Now, there are other preschool opportunities that are not GSRP in other child care settings that might be 2 half days, 3 half days. There are a variety of options for families.
And like you said, it is learning through play. It's not daycare, is it?
It is not daycare. It is structured like a classroom, but it is designed for young children. Mm-hmm. So the learning is based on their developmental level. As I said, it's through a play-based setting. They're not doing worksheets in GSRP. That's even something the state of Michigan says no, because we know that young children don't learn well through worksheets. And so all of it is engaging and active and fun. And a lot of those skills then they carry forward into kindergarten.
Yeah. Those pre-K teachers are pretty special people too, aren't they?
They are pretty special people. Sometimes I say it's like herding cats when you have threes and fours in classrooms, but they do an amazing job working with those children and getting them ready for their next steps.
And it follows the same schedule as the school year, right? I mean, it starts in September, runs through June?
Yep. The GSRB classrooms do. Mm-hmm. They run pretty much the same schedule as their elementary peers. As I said, some of our programs are 4 days a week. Some of them are 5 days a week. It just varies throughout the county.
For parents that are considering pre-K for their kids, what are some of the parameters in terms of like their age and when they start, when they need to get enrolled too?
Well, the age they need to be four by December 1st of 2026. And to get ready, I would be applying now. We have an online application at stclaircountyresa.org. You can call St. Clair County RESA and ask about pre-K, and we will get you to that application. Some of the programs are pretty much full now, and some of our programs have quite a bit of opening, so it just varies by community.
All right. Well, get signed up now. Don't wait.
Don't wait.
All right. Very good. Anything else we need to know about pre-K?
I would just recommend giving us a call or giving your local school district a call and asking about GSRP.
All right. Sounds good. Becky, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Becky Gornack, Director of Early Childhood Services, St. Clair County RESA. Let's check weather real quick here.